1. The Celestial Musicians. With the limited range of mortal hearing, you can hardly conceive of Maurontia melodies. There is even a material range of beautiful sound unrecognized by the human sense of hearing, not to mention the inconceivable scope of Maurontia and spirit harmony. Spirit melodies are not material sound waves, but spirit pulsations received by the spirits of celestial personalities. There is a vastness of range and a soul of expression, as well as a grandeur of execution associated with the melody of the spheres, that are wholly beyond human comprehension. I have seen millions of enraptured beings held in sublime ecstasy while the melody of the realm rolled in upon the spirit energy of the celestial circuits. These marvelous melodies can be broadcast to the uttermost parts of a universe. The celestial musicians are occupied with the production of celestial harmony by the manipulation of the following spirit forces. 1. Spiritual sound, spirit current interruptions. 2. Spiritual light, the control and intensification of the light of the Maurontia and spirit realms. 3. Energy impingements, melody produced by the skillful management of the Maurontia and spirit energies. 4. Color symphonies, melody of Maurontia color tones. This ranks among the highest accomplishments of the celestial artisans. 5. Harmony of associated spirits, the very arrangement and association of different orders of Maurontia and spirit beings produce majestic melodies. 6. Melody of thought, the thinking of spiritual thoughts can be so perfected as to burst forth in the melodies of Havona. 7. The music of space. By proper attunement, the melodies of other spheres can be picked up on the universe broadcast circuits. There are over 100,000 different modes of sound, color, and energy manipulation, techniques analogous to the human employment of musical instruments. Your ensembles of dancing undoubtedly represent a crude and grotesque attempt of material creatures to approach the celestial harmony of being placement and personality arrangement. The other 5 forms of Maurontia melody are unrecognized by the sensory mechanism of material bodies. Harmony, the music of the 7 levels of melodious association, is the one universal code of spirit communication. Music, such as Urantia mortals understand, attains its highest expression in the schools of Jerusalem, the system headquarters, where semi-material beings are taught the harmonies of sound. Mortals do not react to the other forms of Maurontia melody and celestial harmony. Appreciation of music on Urantia is both physical and spiritual, and your human musicians have done much to elevate musical taste from the barbarous monotony of your early ancestors to the higher levels of sound appreciation. The majority of Urantia mortals react to music so largely with the material muscles, and so slightly with the mind and spirit. But there has been a steady improvement in musical appreciation for more than 35,000 years. Tuneful syncopation represents a transition from the musical monotony of primitive man to the expressionful harmony and meaningful melodies of your later-day musicians. These earlier types of rhythm stimulate the reaction of the music-loving sense without entailing the exertion of the higher intellectual powers of harmony appreciation, and thus more generally appeal to immature or spiritually indolent individuals. The best music of Urantia is just a fleeting echo of the magnificent strains heard by the celestial associates of your musicians, who left but snatches of these harmonies of Maurontia forces on record as the musical melodies of sound harmonics. Spirit Maurontia music not infrequently employs all 7 modes of expression and reproduction, so that the human mind is tremendously handicapped in any attempt to reduce these melodies of the higher spheres to mere notes of musical sound. Such an effort would be something like endeavoring to reproduce the strains of a great orchestra by means of a single musical instrument. While you have assembled some beautiful melodies on Urantia, you have not progressed musically nearly so far as many of your neighboring planets in Satania. If Adam and Eve had only survived, then would you have had music in reality. But the gift of harmony, so large in their natures, has been so diluted by strains of unmusical tendencies that only once in 1,000 mortal lives is there any great appreciation of harmonics. But be not discouraged. Some day a real musician may appear on Urantia, and whole peoples will be enthralled by the magnificent strains of his melodies. One such human being could forever change the course of a whole nation, even the entire civilized world. It is literally true, melody has power a whole world to transform. Forever, music will remain the universal language of men, angels, and spirits. Harmony is the speech of Avona.